East Coast Breakfast.
I walked into work this morning with a new tattoo, but also an injury. I was not skydiving. I didn't car cliff canopy tour. Yeah.
I thought you were walking like a gangster, but you were limping.
Oh, no, not cliff jumping. I was walking. Yeah. Just walking in my house.
In your house.
And I now have a broken pinky toe.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, I walked to the couch. And I walked into the couch. And now I have one less foot that works.
Did someone move the couch?
No. Nobody moves anything. I live alone.
Yeah.
I have so many questions.
Carmen Reddy was walking around her house. Nothing was different from any other day. It's just on this day, Carmen decided to walk at speed and bring her little toe to meet the furniture.
Mm.
And bada bing, bada boom, Carmen now has a broken toe.
Yeah, it's basically almost a day to the year, 2 years, that I broke my pinky finger at breakfast in front of an entire restaurant.
And what the heck?
Yeah.
And over the weekend, I looked at the TV instead of looking at where I was going, and one look at the TV, and then my toe connected with the wood on the couch. And
were you okay? Like, were you alone?
No, I wasn't okay. I was alone.
No, but like, were you watching the rugby and having like some champagne?
No, that's a good question. Tea.
Yeah.
No.
What was it?
Early in the morning. Water and milk.
How long had it been since you had sleep?
It was just a silly thing and I couldn't believe that I'd walked into something and broken a toe in my own house that's always there.
So like, okay, wait, so you weren't like recording? No, I'll tell you where I'm going with this. You weren't like recording a voice
video,
note for
selfie, nothing
for East Coast Radio for search, because maybe you could claim, but now you're off duty.
Work is compensation.
Yeah, but you're off duty.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
No. Clever.
Yes.
Very clever.
Yes, you could claim.
But there's no evidence what she was or wasn't doing, so by all means, you fill out your claims form.
So what, is your toe broken?
Yeah.
It's broken.
Basically.
I do not
to be in a splint, because we're going to go to doctor.
Yeah, Dr. Rafiq.
Dr. Rafiq later today.
Yeah. And do the things.
Pinky, so how do you splint a... Oh my word.
I don't know.
You are a mess.
It's going to be a moon boot.
Wow.
I'm not wearing
a boot.
So like 2 years ago, we find ourselves in this situation where we now have to... have to make Carmen feel better about this. That she doesn't feel like an anomaly or an outcast or just like, you know. We need to make her feel better. So what whoopsie daisy, just random whoopsie daisy, did you have? Just like, you know, where did you get it? How did you get an ana from just
breathing?
Just doing your day to day.
Good morning, breakfast team. So, I more than once have got soft tissue damage in my ankle by walking on a flat surface. Nothing in the way, just randomly walking, and my ankle decides to twist and I get soft tissue damage. I have landed up in moon boots, been off the ankle. So yeah, lovely soft tissue damage walking on a flat surface.
That's just
what
walking.
Is soft tissue damage anyway? Like, you just breathe, we're walking
on a flat surface. These things happen, Carmen. You're not an oddity.
Clearly.
They happen. Wait.
It was my niece's birthday. I was walking to her house and I slipped in dog poop and got a hairline fracture on my foot. Had to walk with a moon boot for 6 weeks. It hurt like hell. I'm quite lucky like that. Extremely lucky.
So we got one here on Facebook from Tasia Fissa saying, jumped on my bed to chase a gecko that was on the ceiling above me. As I came down, I stepped off the side of the bed and tore the ligaments in my ankle. The gecko was fine. also jumped off a dam wall for team building event. Instead of keeping my legs straight, I curled them and fractured my coccyx. Oh my goodness.
Can I read you Kimberly from Facebook?
Yes.
She was cutting grass with a lawnmower. First mistake, Kimberly, don't cut the grass. The safety switch was bypassed. The grass in the long blade stopped turning, and she put her hand in front of the grass box and basically broke two fingers.
Ish.
Luckily, she didn't.
She didn't cut them off.
Well, let's say good morning to Kimberly. Kimberly,
good morning.
please tell us what is the most. Tell us what happened here.
Okay, well, the grass was rather long and my garden boy he wasn't pitching up. And about 4 weeks later, the grass was ridiculously long, so I decided to start cutting it. And I cut half the yard, everything went fine, and all of a sudden, I started cutting the next part, and then, the grass just jammed up the lawnmower. So So what happened was I was so deep in thought and I didn't think to go and switch it off by the plug like I was doing before. And, yeah, when I pulled the grass out from the grass box area, then the blade started turning and it caught me on my fingers. Luckily, reflexes were good. I managed to get away with a broken finger and just cuts on the other two.
Luckily, nothing serious. Thank you, Kimberly, for sharing your story. Okay, let's say good morning to Donovan from Pietermaritzburg. Donovan, what's the most ridiculous way you've injured yourself?
Good morning. So I was on leave, so I wasn't working at the time, and I needed to do some renovations at home and clean the yard. So I decided to trim a tree. And while I was trimming the tree, I needed more height. Mm-hmm. So I decided to get the ladder and climb on the ladder. So while climbing up on the ladder, I had the saw in my hand. And I accidentally sawed my knee.
What the heck?
So, and there was a lot of blood that came out. So my wife was like, what happened? I said, I was trimming the tree and this is what happened. And, yeah.
Thank you, Donovan. We're glad you're fine and alive and kicking.
Is it kicking?
Not kicking, I guess. Let's say good morning to Anthea from Queensborough. Anthea, what is the most ridiculous way you've injured yourself?
Okay, so this happened about 20 years ago. I was bitten by a crocodile at Crocodile Creek.
What?
Yeah, crazy story.
How did you get that close to a crocodile?
So it was a school excursion that I went on, and my teacher and the rest of my schoolmates were watching a feeding with the adult crocodiles, and I wandered off by myself because I always had a fascination with animals and reptiles. So I was looking at this other patch of crocodiles, and my hand was on the fence. And as I let go of the fence, this crocodile, it was like about a meter long, it sprinted up, and it got my hand, and I just pulled my hand out of its mouth, and that's when it ripped my finger open. Crazy story.
Hang on, did you get your finger back?
Do you have what?
Where's your finger? And there?
Guys, she's gone like her finger.
Sheesh. Guys, you've got stories. Y'all's got stories for days. Comment, do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel so much better. I'm nothing.
Keep
this is
kicking
fine.
The couch.
Well, thank
you. Kick it again when you get over
there. There we go. It's nice. You're in Umklanga. No crocodiles, just couches.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.